The songs of the dead are the lamentations of the living. This haunting truth confronts Aragorn as he walks among twisted Urgal corpses in Farthendur 3 days after the battle for Trondheim. Despite victory, his reconstructed consciousness feels fragile, vulnerable to shattering. When Ajahad returns from hunting escaped Urgals, Urgals suddenly ambush his party. Before Saphira can reach them, Ajahad is mortally wounded, and the twins and Murta are taken captive. With Ajahad's dying breath, Aragorn promises not to let the Varden fall into chaos. The Council of Elders quickly moves to install Nasuada, Ajahad's daughter, as a puppet leader they can control. They demand Aragorn's public support, insisting he swear fealty to the Varden. But when Nasuada reveals her true strength and determination to continue her father's work, Aragorn makes a surprising decision. He kneels and pledges fealty directly to her, circumventing the council's manipulations. While Aragorn navigates political intrigue, his cousin Rohirrim faces trials in Carvajal. Trudging up the hill to his destroyed farm, Rohirrim is overwhelmed with grief and rage. He blames Aragorn for bringing the mysterious stone that attracted the strangers and for abandoning his responsibilities after Garrow's death. The situation deteriorates when two mysterious strangers called the Razak arrive with Imperial soldiers searching for Rohirrim. When negotiations fail and the Razak start fires in Carvajal, the villagers fight back. Inspired by the Song of Geraint, Rohirrim chooses a hammer as his weapon, leading a successful ambush against the Razak's camp. This victory proves short-lived. The Razak return with reinforcements, killing 10 villagers. Before departing, one Razak singles out Rohirrim, noting he smells like his cousin, and demands the villagers surrender him or be eaten. The price of Aragorn's absence continues to mount as Carvajal faces destruction because of their connection to him. With Nasuada leading the Varden, Aragorn prepares to travel to Elsmira for training. King Hrothgar gifts him armor and offers Saphira her dragon armor once repaired. When conversation turns to the shattered Star Rose, Saphira promises to restore it if the dwarves can reassemble the pieces. Traveling with Oryk and Arya, Aragorn journeys through mountain tunnels and along the Osragni River. Ganel, a dwarf priest, teaches him about dwarf deities and their creation myth. Arya instructs him in elven customs, warning that their long lifespans necessitate extreme courtesy to prevent centuries-long grudges. Upon reaching Elsmira, Aragorn discovers buildings growing directly from living trees in perfect harmony with nature. They're escorted to Queen Islanzadi, who embraces Arya, crying, "Oh my daughter, I have wronged you," revealing to Aragorn's shock that Arya is royalty. After swearing secrecy in the ancient language, Aragorn meets Oromus, the cripple who is whole, and his dragon Glade, the last free rider and dragon from before the fall. Oromus explains he cannot fight Galbodorix because the Forsworn broke something within him during captivity, leaving him unable to control larger magic. Aragorn's training begins with seemingly simple tasks, meditating to observe ants, practicing the Rimgar, a yoga-like discipline, and studying the ancient language. When Aragorn focuses too narrowly during meditation rather than maintaining awareness of all surrounding life equally, Oromus assigns him daily practice until he can watch one and know all. During language instruction, Aragorn learns he mistakenly cursed rather than blessed an orphan child in Farthendur by using Skolair, shield, instead of Skoliro, shielded. Horrified, he realizes he condemned the child to absorb others' suffering. As training progresses, Oromus challenges Aragorn's reasons for fighting the Empire, asking whether their war might cause more suffering than it prevents. These philosophical challenges force Aragorn to develop not just as a warrior, but as a thinker capable of understanding the moral complexities of his role. After another Razak attack kills young Elmund, Rohirrim proposes sending Carvajal's children, mothers, and infirm to hide in the Spine Mountains. despite resistance, particularly from Sloane, who declares, "I'll be hanged before I set foot in those cursed mountains," the villagers reluctantly agree. Determined to protect Katrina, Roran convinces her to join those fleeing. When Sloane discovers this and attempts to drag her away, Roran intervenes, publicly announcing their engagement. Katrina chooses Roran over her father, who disowns her in response. That night, the Razak attack, capturing Katrina. To Roran's horror, he witnesses Sloane walking freely with the Razak, having betrayed them by killing the watchman and helping the enemy. After recovering from his injuries, Roran conceives an audacious plan, convincing the entire village to abandon Carvajal and journey to Cirta to join the Vardan. Under Roran's leadership, the villagers journey through the Spine to Narda, where they secure passage on barges owned by Captain Clovis. When soldiers recognize Roran, the villagers are forced to flee, eventually stealing a ship called the Dragonwing to sail for Cirta. Despite dedication to his training, Aragorn's back injury causes multiple debilitating attacks daily. His sparring partner, Vanir, treats him with contempt, mocking his abilities and revealing the elves' bitter disappointment. After 80 years of hiding, they had hoped for a powerful rider, but got another human like Galbatorix, and worse, a cripple. During the Agayeti Blothrin Blood Oath celebration, Aragorn experiences the event in vivid but disconnected flashes. The elves present remarkable creations, glass balls with blooming flowers, musical lilies, and unbreakable metal crafts. Strange creatures emerge from the forest depths, including fur-covered elves, webbed-fingered swimmers, and dragon-scaled beings. At the celebration's climax, two identical elf maids perform a ritual dance with a dragon tattoo that comes alive and manifests as a spectral dragon. The creature touches Aragorn's Gedwe Ignacia, transforming him. His face becomes more angular, his senses sharper, and his body stronger. Most importantly, his back injury is healed, granting him elven strength and speed. As Aragorn completes his training, the Vardan prepares for war. Roran and the Carvajal villagers sail toward Cirta, escaping Empire ships by navigating through a massive whirlpool. At the Burning Plains, where underground peat fires smolder, Aragorn reunites with Nissada and meets Elva, the child suffering from his mistaken curse. During battle, Aragorn and Saphira fight valiantly until King Hothgar arrives with dwarf reinforcements. The tide turns when Aragorn confronts a mysterious rider on a red dragon. After fierce combat, he discovers it's Murtaugh, now bound to Galbatorix through unbreakable oaths. Murtaugh reveals Galbatorix's plans to breed Saphira with his dragon to rebuild the riders under his control. The confrontation climaxes when Murtaugh immobilizes Aragorn and Saphira with powerful magic, revealing they are brothers, both sons of Morzan, the first of the Forsworn. Taking Zarok as his birthright, Murtaugh spares Aragorn, but warns their next meeting will end differently. The battle ends with the Empire retreating, though King Hothgar lies dead, killed by Murtaugh. Roran reunites with Aragorn, explaining the Razak captured Katrina. In the aftermath, Aragorn must reconcile his heritage with his destiny. Can he forge his own path, or is he bound to follow his father's darkness?